So she always has a right to say the reason why I was not mecha is because I thought my husband would make the mecha. Gufa, what we just said before, Omar Rav, ain't machzikim benichta eshesish, that on the property of an eshesish, a third person cannot make a mecha, you cannot make a chazaka. Because we have a reason why she did not make the mecha, because she thought the husband would make the mecha. However, the daini goyla omru, the dayon from goyla, Ashbam says that Shmuel Vakana, Tosh Mishnah Sanhedrin, they hold Machzikin, no, you could make a chazaka, even against on the property of an ancient ish. And Omar Rav, Rav says, Halacha Kedai Negoyla, the Halacha is like that also. Omrule Rav Kana, Bravasa, the Rav, so they asked a question to Rav, Hoda Beima Mishmaitate, do you retract from the Halacha before that you said, Ein Machzikin? And now you say like us that we hold Machzikin? Omar Luhu, he answered back, Mistavra Amri, who could the Rabbi Yosef? Mistavra Amri, saying in Asvaros, Rashbam says, Heched Heaven Mixas Chazoka Bechari Baila, Vesholos Liacha Mixas Abal, from a Shapiro Shab Yosef Liel, Hosmu de Mistavra de Machzikin. That's when a man can make a Chazoka on the property of an ancient fish. Only where Yay 3 years after the husband died, and then it's considered a good Chazoka. When the husband is alive, then we owe the chazaka is not called a good chazaka, because there's no tiny why she wasn't mecha, she always has the right to say, I thought my husband would make the mecha. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding that nun alaf from an alaf. To that, Mishnah says that, v'loili isha v'nich sebailo, that a wife cannot have a din chazaka in a husband, son of Chosim. Even though the Isha is there using the property for the last 3 years, she's eating the papers of the karka, still we say she doesn't have a chazaka. So Gemara says, the Chorup Shita, of course not. Kiva and the Isla Mizoini, Mizoini hu de ko'ochlo. That is Allah, for the husband has to feed his wife. So, some the fact that the wife is eating the papers of the karka, that's no proof that the husband sold it to her. We know Poshe, the husband has to feed her. So that's the way the husband is feeding his wife, by letting her eat the peres of the karka. So Chorb Shit, there's no chazaka. But the husband doesn't have to be meicha, like she be mitzaradin, she's eating the peres. So Shavada, there's no chazaka here. Now Rashbam says, Akil Yod, and everybody knows, till the peres yoredes. V'hilkach loimicha bal. That's the reason why the husband did not make a machor. Like everybody knows about it. So therefore, ladies, of course she can't tell her that she bought it. The husband has the right to say, no, I just let you eat the peres there. So the Bechorah Mishnah is treated, what do we need the Mishnah for? Tzmura says, no, I'll tell you, Lo Tzricha, the Chiddush and Mishnah is, Tiyached lo Aryo Achriti lo Mezayna. We're talking about that the husband set aside another property that she takes the peres for her Mezayna. So there's no time on Mezayna now. She has on the left side, she has the field for Mezayna. And now here the husband is, and now she's eating a different field. So this field is not set aside for the peres. If so, I would have thought to say, maybe she does have a chazaka. Kamash mula, no, that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Still, she does not have a chazaka. And the svara is called still, we say a svara, le kopit bal, a yoch le tfei, that the svara is the husband is not master if his wife eats more than she's really supposed to. It's true, he set aside one side for her. She's supposed to eat only that side of the field and not some of Zainas. Now, even though the wife goes and eats on the other side of the field, still it's a svara. Sometimes the husband's not makpid. Because it's his wife, so she's eating some. She's eating more, so what? That's why he wasn't meicha. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that the wife has no din chazaka, that actually ate 3 years off her husband's property. So Gemara again makes the diyuk, Horaya yesh, mashma, let's say she has a shtar, that the husband sold her the property, then she will be able to keep the property. That's where the Rashbam says, Horaya yesh, if she would show us a proof that she really bought the field from her husband, then she would keep it. So where's the question, why? Lema, why don't we say, Ligluya Zuze Hu Deboi? Maybe the husband just wants to see where her money is. Like, if he sells her the property, maybe he really doesn't mean to sell it to her. That he's telling her, give me $1,000 and I'll give you the field. But by saying that, he doesn't really mean to sell it. He only wants to see maybe where she's hiding her money. And therefore, she gives her the money. When she gives him the money, he doesn't really mean to sell it. And Rashbam says, Lema habal, afa pisha karka nikna v'kesef, even though usually when you pay money for karka, you're kind of the karka. But my is halal, this money should come out of menu, loikoni lo karka. Let the husband say later, the money that I received from you, I did not take it for teres kinyan kesef. Rather only liglu yezuzibino. Moya said to me, Namimeni, like the husband's afraid that the wife hid some of his money. I only wanted to know where that money is. Now that you gave me these $1,000, I took them not because I want to sell you my property, but because I hold you really owe me that money. It's my money. I took it back, but there's my money. So why can't the husband say this? What's John the Mishnah that if she comes up with a shtar raya, we say it's really a good sale? Yeshamet minah. So you really want to bring a proof from our Mishnah then that ha'moiches sodel ishtoi, if a husband taka really sells a property to his wife, come so you want to tell me that the kinyan really takes place for lo yamrin and he does not have a right to say no, I did not mean to sell it. But rather just the gluya zuzahu deboi. Is that true? That really the sale takes place and the husband doesn't have a right to say, I only wanted to see where you're hiding my money. So l'chur it's a good svara. That's the kasha in the Mishnah really. Like why not? The Mara says, like, no, it's not true. That really we have such a svara. I mean, really it's true. We have such a svara like this. Minastam, when a husband sells his property to his wife and she pays money for it, the husband has a right to say, I never really meant to sell it to you. I only want you to show me where your money is, that I hold you hid my money, it's my money, I'm taking it back with her, it's my money. If so, what's Shana Mishnah? The Mishnah digs like this. Ema say, Haraya Yesh Bishtar Matonem. Raya means not that she could prove it, that he sold it to her because of money, but rather with a Shtar Matona. The Rosh Hashanah says, "Arayi yesh im yesh lo shtar matono." Dosam gom avinosim lo dleka gilu yezuzay. Let's say the husband wrote his wife a shtar matono, that here's a shtar that I'm giving you my property. In such a case, that's a good mechidir. We say the wife keeps it. So the Mishnah is saying that a wife can't keep the property with a din chazaka. But if she has a shtar matono that the husband gave it to her for present, and echnami, then she would keep the karka, because by present there's no svara of ligu yezuzay. Oh, male Rav Nachman, le Rav Huna. Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, Ishno, leheve magabon biurto bitchuma. You were not by us last night in the tchum, in the tchum of Shabbos. But Rav Nachman explains that vote midrashah shlehem, devet midrashahs, v'soifa tchum hoyu, was outside just by the end of the tchum of the city. In order, because they used to give a drashah on Shabbos, and they wanted to have people come from different cities. Kadesh yuchlu lovoi shom v'shabbos v'nayuras shemesoviv. From all the cities around, and they made it in a sense of place that from a few different cities, they could all meet there in the same base of Medrash. It was like in the Tchum of all the cities. So if Nachman said to Huni, you weren't understand the basic answers. The Amrina and Milan Al Yisur. They're there, we said over good halachas, they said over stark or strong halachas. Omalech, Rav Huni said to Nachman, Man Milan Al Yisur, what are these good halachas that you said over then? Amris, we said like this. If a husband sells his own property to his wife, Kunso, the locker is taka, she's kind of belongs to her. And Velay Amrina, we do not let the husband say later that Ligluye Zuzahu Diboy, that the only reason why I took your money was not because I want to really sell you my property, it's only that I want to find out where are you hiding my money. Like the husband suspects the wife of hiding his money. So he's just saying, listen, I'll sell you my property, give me $1,000, just to see where those $1,000 are. So Rav Nachman said, oh, but in the base of Medrash, they said, not like that. That the Mechir is Chal, that if a husband sells the property to his wife, the Mechir is Chal. And we do not say you only meant to find out where the money is. Omalei, so Rav Huna said back, Mechir Pshita, of course it's that way. Of course the Mechir should be a good Mechir. Mechir Adal Zuzumi Hoko. Forget about the money right now, even if you want to say when the wife gives the money. He does not accept the money, but there is a kinyan. He only accepts the money because he wants to see where the hidden money is. V'tikni v'shtoro, v'akopotim, she has a shtar. The husband gave her over a shtar. In other words, they made like two kinyanim here. The wife gave the $1,000 to the husband, and then the husband gave it back a shtar. She has a shtar mechira. Even if you want to save the money when the husband accepted the money, he only meant to get that money because he wanted to see where his wife is hiding it. But later the husband wrote her a shtar. So the chura, she should be carrying the capital with the shtar. Miloy tanan, didn't we learn that nechosim shesh lemachrayis, that means karka, property, nikne v'kesel v'shtar v'chazokom. You know how you could buy a house, how you could buy property. You could buy property either by kesef, pay money for it, or else b'shtar, they write up a shtar, or else b'chazoka, making a chazoka. Use it, open it. Use it, lock it. Put a door on it. Yes, in the chosim, yeah, b'chazoka. Or malay. So the chura here also, that since the husband wrote her a shtar, the chura the kinyan should be with her a shtar. Or malay, she said back to him, no. V'lavit mor Allah, didn't we learn on this? Omar Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Loishonu ele b'shtar matonim. When do we say shtar helps by itself? Only if it's a matonim, if it's a present. If somebody wants to give you his house or his kaka for a present, then we say shtar is a kinyan by itself. Avo b'shtar mecher. For when somebody's selling it to you for money, even though they write up a shtar, loikona, the shtar alone does not help. Achiyitim loidomeho. That you have to pay the money. Like the person is not same as the seller, is not same as just on the shtar, he wants to see the money. And up until you give the money, the mechir is not chal. So over here, that she gives $1,000 to the husband. We're saying this new svarim, that the husband is taking this money, not the terrorist, the payment for the karka, but he holds, she hid his money. She's taken back his own money. So it's not called kinyan kesev. So for the shtar should not be good. So Mar says no. Didn't Rav Hamnuna already ask this question? And now we learned, Bishtar Ketad, there's a Gemara we have in Kedushin, that there the Mishnah explains, how is the Kinyan Shtar by Karka? That's what we say, Karka Nikna Mekesa Bishtar. What's the case of Bishtar? So it says clearly over there, that Kosav Loyal Haniyor, if you write it on a piece of paper, Oyal Acheris, or else you even use an earthly kli, the back of an earthly kli you write it on. Another Kiddush. Even though this piece of paper, the Klicheris, is not even worth a pruta. In other words, it has nothing to do with money. It has no Shavis at all. You're making a star now. There's such a Kinyan star without money. And you write on this piece of paper, the Klicheris, Sodai Mechur Lecho. I want to sell you my Soda, my field. Sodai Kmi Lecho. I want to make a Kinyan. I want to give you over my field. Harezu Mechura. That's or else Harezu Mechura. And you give it over. That's a good Kenyan. Screw your city, the Kenyan star without kesef. Just I'm writing down on a piece of paper, even though it's not worth a penny. There's no Kenyan kesef at all. There is a mechiras or karko. So screw your city, not only with a star matano, but even a star mecher also. It's good just with a star alone, even without money. So if we're back in our case here, even if you want to say the husband accepts the money, v'taras l'gluye zuze, he's taking back his own money, but still, since the husband wrote up a shtar, look her for the shtar, the mechir should be chal. So my guess is like, no, v'laf hu moisiv lo v'u mefarik lo. Like he himself asked the question, true, this question, but he himself gave an answer to it. You know, it's like this, v'moicha sadeya mepnei rosa. That's how we say the person sells his property with the shtar mechira. The shtar alone is a kinyan even without any payment. That's only if it's a bad field. And the seller wants to get rid of it already. So there he's happy to sell it to anybody. So if the first person wants to buy it, his nicha, the kinyan should be with the shtar alone. And the money is like a milva, it's like you owe me money now. But it's only because I want to get rid of my field, I want to sell it already. So the meicha sadei, if they were also, there we say a shtar is enough for the kinyan. But in normal cases, we have a good house, a good field, there the owner is not saying that to sell it until he gets his money. So the attack of the lacher is, the mechir will not be chal. So when the husband is selling a good property to his wife, then we would say the mechir is not chal. For Ravashi, Ravashi says like this, the matono vigesh litnu loy, I tell you, no, really want to give it, but there is a present. He wants to give it for a present. The law ma cost of life veloshen mecher. Like we're going back before. When do we say the kinyan shtar? That's because really we say by stam shtar. He wants to give us a present. If so, how come he wrote inside the shtar veloshen of mechira that I'm selling it to you? Why didn't he say stam matana? Is kedei liyafa is koychoi because he wants to give him over a stronger koych. But I give it to you for matana, so then there's no meshubadim. If it gets taken away, you lose out, there's no achrayas. But if I sell it to you, then the pshat is of achrayas upon the mecher. That if it's taken away, if they take it away from the lokeach, then the locher is, lokeach has the right to come back to the mecher. So maybe even though in the shtar itself, it says the lashon of sadai mechura lecho, I'm selling you my field, but the reason why over there the mechir is good is because really he meant to make a matana. He meant to give a present. Since there's no money mentioned over here, we say he meant it for present. Why didn't he say the lashon of a present? Because he wants to do it better. He wants to make it better for you. He wants to give it to you. Lashon mechira, that's to be a chiv achrayis upon the mechir, the nice saying to the lokech. But really it's only matana. That's why it's chal over here with a shtar. Ben Echonami, in a case where you don't mean a matana, where you really, really mean a mecha for money, then if I would say the svar, a shtar alone is not a kinyan, you have to come on to the money. And in the case when the wife gives the money to the husband, we said that's not called Nesinas Kesel Kinyan. That's called the husband is taking back his money that his wife took away from him. Next we have a kasha. It says, Love of min eved, if the master borrowed money from his own eved, v'shechru, and then the master freed his eved, he's meshacha the eved, or else min eisha, a man borrowed money from his wife, v'girsho, and then he gave his wife a get, v'girsho, halacha is ein lehem olav klum, that they have no right to come back, that the isha, the eved, cannot come and collect the money back from the husband or from the master, ein lehem olav klum, they can't receive anything. My time, what's the reason? Lav mishum der min isn't it because the minu we say, legluye zuzei, who the boy? But where did you see that? When the husband borrowed money from his wife, the money that he took was not a real loan, it's that he took the money that he thinks she's hiding from him. Or when the master borrows the money from the Eved, the pshat is he has to free him, so he wants to get back all the money the Eved took away from him.